That story is still relevant for a lot of reasons. It touched a lot of lives. It was 10 years ago, killed 15 people. It hurt any number of families, lots of burn victims, because of negligence in the plant. And that's all it was about, was sugar dust. If you live in the Midwest, you worry about grain dust. Here, you worry about sugar dust or anything that can build up. Everybody knows it. And here's the deal. Nothing has happened since that fire. Nothing has happened since that explosion to make things safer in these plants. There have been no changes, even though the Chemical Safety Board and lots of others got into it and said this was clearly a problem. These are all the things that need to be done, and nothing has been done. And we have to remember that.
Have you guys spoken to any of our legislators specifically about this issue?
We have. They say there were some things that have been considered and gone up through different regulatory agencies, but nothing encompassing through Congress has ever happened.
Let's switch gears a little bit. The tourism plan has finally been unveiled. What stories are you mining from that?
There are so many stories to come out of this. There's almost anything you do with a downtown or business look or a tourism look is going to come back to this study over time. This study started last January 2017. They looked at everything. They've got a group together that represents all parts of the city and the county, and they came out of it with a strategic plan. And what's interesting is if this is executed well, it could really change the way we look at the entire county, not just the historic district. Savannah becomes more than the moss-laden trees downtown. It becomes much more of a larger tourism draw. People will stay longer because there'll be more things that they will value. We all know about these things that that are out there, the Moon River District and places, Pinpoint and other places you can go outside Savannah. But our tourists don't. They come in, they see Savannah, they see River Street, they eat, they go home. Now I think they have a chance to really spread this across. So it's going to make a big difference. I mean, it's already 27,000 jobs. It's already $2.8 billion in visitor spending. Just think, if you added to that even a third and spread that across the county, think what that would do. But you've got to have a good plan. In this case, they have a plan, and they've taken into account the future. They see the trends. People come here now to eat. The foodie culture is so big. They want to have authentic experiences. They want to go kayaking. They don't want to just walk downtown. They want to go out. They want to go to Pinpoint. They want to go to the Oyster Cannery. They want to go and see and feel and be. They want sustainable tourism. We have that. We have to take into account they have to get there. So there's ideas for transit. There's ways to limit downtown and ways to have parking hubs. The one thing I was impressed most, I think, about, it didn't just pontificate in this survey, in this study, in the presentation. They had actually gone to other cities all over the world to find best practices. So you want to balance, and this comes closest of anything I've seen, to finding a balance between tourism and residential life. And that's what Savannah's about now, is all these different things we have to balance to be who we are in Savannah.